May 29th, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 9 through 15.
What gain has the worker from his toil? I have seen the business that God has given to the children of man to be busy with. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity into man's heart, yet so that he cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. I perceived that there is nothing better for them than to be joyful and to do good as long as they live. Also that everyone should eat and drink and take pleasure in all his toil. This is God's gift to man. I perceived that whatever God does endures forever. Nothing can be added to it, nor anything taken from it. God has done it so that people fear before him. That which is already has been. That which is to be already has been. And God seeks what has been driven away.
Futility is not forever. Nancy Guthrie. In the book of Ecclesiastes, we hear the voice of the preacher. He has looked at life from every angle and is convinced that our lives have no lasting meaning or significance. He has seen everything under the sun, everything that can be seen from an earthly perspective, and his estimation is that all is vanity. Our lives, he says, are like the visible vapors of our breath on a cold night, there for a second and then gone. And yet, he says, God has put eternity into man's heart. God has implanted within the human soul a longing. We want who we are and what we do in this world to matter beyond our limited lifetime. Of course, life in this world was not always such seeming vanity. In the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve lived with significance and satisfaction, until they sought for satisfaction apart from God. That's when everything changed. Their work, which was intended to bring great pleasure, caring for and exercising dominion over the earth, was reduced to exasperating toil. On that day, the entire creation was subjected to futility. Romans chapter 8, verse 20. It is this futility that the preacher laments. He sees that people work their whole lives and then die, seemingly losing everything they've worked for. His recommendation is to eat, drink, and enjoy the fruits of your labor if possible, recognizing that we are from the dust and to dust all return. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 20. And after death, who's to say? The preacher has no clear sense of what will happen when this life under the sun comes to an end. Fortunately, we can see something the preacher could not see. We live in light of God's fullest revelation of himself in the person and work of Christ. So we know that there is life beyond the few years lived under the sun. We live in confident hope of resurrection life beyond the grave. We know that though this life sometimes seems futile, Jesus has accomplished all that is necessary for all of creation to be set free from its futility. The world will not be this way forever. Even now, Jesus can fill our lives with meaning and purpose. We can be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord our labor is not in vain. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. Everything we've done in Christ, for Christ, and through Christ will matter forever. Life under the sun is not futile. Because of Christ, our lives will matter forever.
The Bible is crucial for our lives as believers. But some Christians around the world don't have their own copy of God's Word. That's why Crossway is committed to distributing 1 million ESV Bibles to believers in need globally. By God's grace, we've already raised enough to distribute 500,000 copies of the Bible. But we need your help to get more Bibles into the hands of more believers around the world. Between now and Mother's Day, our aim is to raise $200,000, enough to fund the distribution of 50,000 more Bibles, with a special emphasis on reaching women throughout the Global South. Every $4 you give will provide a copy of God's Word to someone who may have never owned their own Bible before. Would you prayerfully consider helping us reach this goal for the good of the global church and the glory of God? To learn more or donate, visit crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. That's crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. Thanks.